This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Dark clouds are spreading over more Asian economies. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Today, South Korea and Indonesia's central banks cut interest rates amid a weakening global backdrop. The BBC's Suping Chan has more.
A year ago, all the talk in Asia was about raising interest rates. Back then, keeping a lid on inflation was top of the agenda. But trade tensions, a slowing global economy, and fears that things could get worse have changed the mood. In a bid to shore up growth, South Korea's central bank cut interest rates for the first time in almost 3 years to 1.5%. Its central bank chief hinted that a deepening trade row with Japan over the stuff used in smartphone screens meant more cuts would come sooner rather than later. 3,000 miles south in Indonesia, policymakers also cut rates, following in the footsteps of Malaysia and the Philippines, which cut rates in May. Clear hints by the US Federal Reserve that it will lower interest rates later this month have eased concerns that lower rates in Asia will lead to money flowing out of these countries. I'm the BBC's Suping Chan for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Those trade tensions and economic worries are hitting stocks around the world. European shares are following Asia lower. Tokyo's TOPIX led losses there, dropping 2% in today's session. And the UK government's economic watchdog is warning a no-deal Brexit will plunge the country into recession next year. Well, it might be on its back foot in America, but Netflix is still making headway on the global stage. Subscriber counts are ticking higher in the rest of the world as the company rolls out lower-cost models in India and is investing heavily in UK production. Tom Harrington, research analyst at Enders, breaks down the strategy.
They have been addressing sort of the elites in India and countries like Bangladesh, those that can afford sort of $10, $11 a month, which doesn't sound like a lot here, but over there is actually quite a lot of money. So they are having to change their sort of model in those places to compete with these lower priced options.
So will it work?
I think if they are at least on par with these competitors on price, then at least they're in the game. Interestingly, a lot of these other services have more local content, and they also have a lot of US content and European content. Netflix are building up their presence in those countries. Over half of Netflix originals in production at the moment are outside the US, something which is an obvious move given that most of their subscribers are outside the US now.
The company this month has doubled down on its commitment to the UK with a new long-term lease on production space. Does this signal that Netflix is really looking toward international markets for its biggest growth opportunities?
So if Netflix wants to sort of go outside of a quite constrained subscriber base who just likes American stuff, you know, they have to invest in local programming. And the UK is obviously the first port of call for that. And that's why they're spending so much money here. The UK has an amazing television production industry, and they make stuff that works really well elsewhere.
So if they continue to spend billions on international expansion, can they stay at the top?
You just look at the numbers. They have 150 million people paying every month, and Apple has zero people paying every month, and Disney has zero people paying every month. Companies like Disney, NBC, and Warner, and the BBC here, and ITV, these are traditional media companies who, at the same time as having a streaming service, also have to worry about their traditional business. They don't just make programs and have a subscription. You know, you have to worry about linear schedule and how the things work together. It's actually incredibly difficult, and these are questions that Netflix never has to worry about.
Tom Harrington there. Bordeaux, Tuscany, Napa, they're some of the world's most famous wine regions. What about this one, though? Vevey. Around 40,000 people are gathering in the Swiss town starting today for the once-in-a-quarter-century wine festival celebrating local producers. It's where we find the BBC's Imogen Folks.
I'm in the gorgeous little town of Vevey on the shores of Lake Geneva, and a festival's underway. And there are stalls offering dozens of different bottles with names like Épaisse, Saint-Saffron. This is the Fête des Vignerons, the festival of the winemakers. And organiser Isabelle Fauconnier tells me it only happens once in a generation.
Parents tell their children about the Fête des Vignerons. They have memories, great, fantastic memories. People get in love in the Fête des Vignerons. They have children, and then the children, they want to know this Fête des Vignerons. And wow, there is one coming every 20, 25 years.
Who would have thought it? The Swiss make wine. In fact, it's a thriving industry. So I'm taking the bus along the shores of the lake, and around every corner there's another little vineyard. Blaise de Boo's family has made wine for six centuries. Today he's proudly pouring one of Switzerland's most famous varieties.
We have something very special with the Swiss wine, the main variety called Chasselas. The Chasselas is incredible. It's a white, dry wine based on the minerality of the soil. Definitely dry. Crispy when the wine is young. Then every year it's changing a little bit.
Is that unique to
Blaise you? Has visitors today, all the way from Florida. They've come to taste his wine, but they're unlikely to be able to buy it back in Miami.
All Switzerland together is 15,000 hectares. So yes, we do export, but 1.2% of what we produce. This is nothing. Of course, people doesn't know about us.
Just across the lake
is France. They make wine too.
Yes.
Is yours better?
Different. Definitely different. It's not the same soil and not the same climate. We are facing south. They are facing north.
Thank you so much.
That was a pleasure.
However good the wine is, red as well as white, Switzerland's vineyards are small, steep, and mainly cultivated by hand. They don't produce enough to make export viable, so the Swiss keep the wine to themselves. If you want to try it, you'll just have to join them. Here, in Vevey, I'm the BBC's Imogen Folks for Marketplace.
Finally, it's Christmas in July. At age 75, Paul McCartney is giving us the gift of Christmas past, penning his first stage musical, an adaptation of the holiday classic It's a Wonderful Life. The former Beatle says it's an original story that everyone can relate to. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.